This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The crowning spire for the new World Trade Center building in New York City has arrived and will be added to the building in the spring. Once it's completed, the World Trade Center will be 1,776 feet tall, making it the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere. Now, it turns out that one of the big challenges when making huge skyscrapers like that is the elevator. And Rebecca Morell, who's a science reporter for the BBC, has been looking into some of the latest elevator technology. She's with us now from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so how important is an elevator when companies or people are deciding how tall a skyscraper can be?
Well, the problem is the higher the building, the more elevator kit you need. So we're not just talking about an elevator car. We're talking about the cables, the metal steel, the counterweight. And this stuff is really, really heavy. It's kind of constraining how high we can go. Our high-rise ambitions are being cut somewhat short.
Well, you've been spending some time at an elevator testing facility in Finland where they're working on some new technology. What did you find there?
Well, it's a really interesting place, actually. And, you know, if you think about it, if you want to test out skyscraper elevators, then you need a tall building. Now, the problem is in Finland, it's really flat. They don't have very many high rises there. So instead of going up, they've gone down.
Uh-huh.
So they've found a mine. And they've got all sorts of really neat things that they're trying out. For example, I went into a double-decker elevator. And this is where you've got two elevator cars stacked one on top of the other. And the idea is that people can get in and out of the two floors simultaneously. And this makes the system much, much more efficient.
Although you'd still have to worry if somebody holds the door on the floor above you.
Yeah. I mean, there are still problems, aren't there? You can always get furious when you're stuck in an elevator.
Well, so how high are we going to go, do you think, after your research on elevators? I mean, can we get much higher than the 2,700-foot Burj Khalifa in Dubai?
Well, at the moment, we do seem to have reached a bit of a sticking point. And they are coming up with these kind of quite clever new systems like double-decker elevators. But the ultimate idea is to come up with an elevator that doesn't have any of this kit at all and uses electromagnets to move up and down the shaft. Now, there are some problems to overcome. For example, what happens if you have a power cut?
Right.
But the experts say if we can get over these problems, it's probably going to be the biggest overhaul in elevators since Otis came up with the original design back in the 1850s. And there really will be no limit, well, not in terms of elevator technology anyway, to how high we can go.
The BBC's Rebecca Morell, who's been doing a lot of research on elevators and skyscrapers, joining us from London. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.